Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Praise the Lord. I am indeed glad to be on this radio broadcast on tonight. We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. I'm going to start off with our devotion. I'm going to sing, read a scripture, and pray. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No what the hell I know if thou withdraw thyself from thee. Shall I go through many tall and Lord fear and all. Anyway, thank you, Lord. Because I don't forgot the name, the words to the song, and I don't want to sit up and make up some. But I thank and praise God on tonight. I'm going to read a scripture. We're going to come from Psalms 38. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure, for thy arrow stick fast in me, and thy hand presses me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thy anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are gone over my head as in heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared my reason of thy disquietness of my heart. I have just read you from Psalms chapter 38, from the first to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, most of all the hearers of his most holy word. Father, we come this evening humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we committed against you. Now, Lord, search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there's anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to create a clean heart in us and renew a right spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all the praise and the glory. I ask you now to bind up the strong man, every evil negative thing, Lord, that try to come against our radio broadcast, anyone that's up under the sound of my voice, the ones in radio land, Lord, bind them up right now. I ask you right now to put us all on one accord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to cover our minds and our thoughts. In the name of Jesus, that you may speak to us and let me decrease, that the Holy Spirit increase and teach your people. In Jesus' name, I ask all these things for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to get ready. We got about 14 verses left in Daniel. You know, we got about 16 left in the book of Daniel. And then we're going to go. We're going to start into our prayer, but we on Daniel chapter 11, verse 41. Daniel chapter 11, verse 41. Amen. Okay. And here, okay, it says, he shall enter also into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. And this is what it's saying, the entrance of Russia into Palestine precipitate the greatest crisis and conflict of the great tribulation period. When the Antichrist enter Palestine, that is the glorious land, he will find that he is going to have trouble with Edom, Moab, and Ammon. This is the territory where the sons of Ishmael, the Arabs, are today. Those are the Arabs, the sons of Ishmael. He is going to have trouble with them for a while at least. Okay, and verse 42 says, he shall stretch forth his hand also upon the country, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. Egypt and the king of the south will yield to the Antichrist. But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his step. In this 43 I just read, he will have control of wealth of this world. He will control the entire money market of the world at that time. Libya and Ethiopia will surrender to him. He will have control of Africa. Mm-hmm. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore, he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many, to utterly make away many. Tidings out of the east, that means the Orient with its teeming millions, a great army will come from there to battle of Armageddon. And this world ruler will be troubled. At that time, there will be no hope for the world. And certainly there will be no hope for God's people except God himself. Verse 45 says, and he shall plant the tabernacle of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. The seas refers to the Mediterranean Sea, and the glorious holy mountain is Jerusalem. In other words, at that time, the Antichrist will establish his headquarters for world conquest between the Mediterranean Sea and Jerusalem. However, instead of ruling from there, he will be destroyed by the personal returns of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's in Revelation 19, verses 17 through 20. Evil will have taken over, and only in the personal coming of Christ to establish his kingdom will any on this earth be delivered and saved. And we're in chapter 12 now, and this is talking about the great tribulation, the resurrection of the Old Testament saints and sinners, the sealing of the prophecy to the time of the end, and the abominations of the desolation. So 12 and 1 says, well, let me just read a little bit. The people mean... Anyway, I'm going to read verse 1, the great tribulation. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. By what authority do we call this period the Great Tribulation Period? By the authority of the Lord Jesus, because he used the same language in speaking of the Great Tribulation that Daniel uses here. He said that this would be the brief period, a time of trouble, and that there would never be a time like it before or after. This is the time that the Lord Jesus called the Great Tribulation Period. He know what he was talking about, and we will accept what he says. That's in Matthew 24, verses 15 to 26. At that time, identifies the time frame as the time of the end and the latter days. In these are in the other chapters in Daniel. This is now the end of the vision given to Daniel. It ends with the Great Tribulation Period. Okay, and then Michael is identified for us here. He is the only angel given the title of the archangel, and you can find that in St. Jude 9. His name means who is like unto God. His name means who is like unto God. He is the one who is going to cast Satan out of heaven. Revelations 12, chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. He is the one who the nation Israel and stands in her behalf. As Daniel made clear here, his strategies is outlined by John in Revelation 12, verses 14 through 16. For the children of thy people, this is positively the nation of Israel. Otherwise, the language was not meaning whatsoever. And there shall be a time of trouble. This is the Great Tribulation Period, as our Lord so labored in Matthew 24:21. The believing remnant of Israel would be preserved, Matthew 24:22, Romans 11:26, Revelation chapter 7 and 4. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Okay, 12 and 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life. The remnant of Israel living in the Great Tribulation Period will be preserved, and that great company of Gentiles who are to be saved during that time also will be preserved. Those of the Old Testament who died belonging to the remnant and the Gentiles saved during the Old Testament will be raised to everlasting life at the end of the Great Tribulation. The Old Testament saints are not raised at the rapture of the church. Scriptures clearly state that at the rapture, those who sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Thessalonians 4, chapter 4, verse 14 means mine only. The dead in Christ shall rise first. We are in Christ by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which began in the Pentecost and will end at the rapture. A particular body of believers is called the church. So we know that when the church is raptured out of the world, the Old Testament saints will not yet be raised. Why? Because the time to enter the kingdom is at hand of the Great Tribulation. period when Christ comes to establish his kingdom on earth. Then the Old Testament saints will be raised. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will all be raised to enter the kingdom on this earth at the time. Okay, verse 3 says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the start forever and ever. Let me read that again. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. God's servant in the dark days of the great tribulation will shine as light. Believers are to do the same thing today, by the way, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of the crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. The remnant in that day will be God's witness in the world, and they are going to turn many to righteousness. That righteousness is Christ, the only righteousness which is acceptable to God. Our righteousness is as filthy rags, Isaiah 64, verse 6. Okay. Verse 4 says, telling the prophecy, tell the time of the end. 12 and 4 says, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the word and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. These prophecies were to be sealed until the time of the end. This does not mean that the end of times, but refers to the definite period of time, which is in the book of Daniel. It's the 70th week. Okay, that's what it explained to us before. Not the time, it's the time of the end, not the end of time. Many shall run to and fro and personally believe that this refers to the running up and down the Bible in the study of prophecy. Many shall search it through and through. There is a serious study of prophecy being made by many scholars today, which has not been done in the past. Knowledge shall be increased with everybody. I believe this means knowledge of prophecy. It is true that knowledge has increased in every field today, but this refers primarily to the study of prophecy. We're trying to get that prophetic knowledge and what things and how to order things, you know, how things are put in order in the prophetic and the things to line up and what to do. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on the side of the bank of the river and the other on the side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the rivers, when he held up the right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time and half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Daniels. These verses return us to the vision which Daniel had seen in the beginning of chapter 10. The man clothed in linen has been previously identified as the post-incarnated Christ. Two others join him here, One stands on the right bank of the Tigris River and one on the other, on the opposite bank. One asks how long these events will take, and the post-incarnated Christ swears that it will be 3.5 years, which is the last half of Daniel's 70th week. To scatter the power of the holy people is a strange phrase. It may mean that the rebellion of Israel will have finally been broken by the end of the Great Tribulation period, and that there would have been a great turning to God at that time. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Though Daniel was a witness to the scene, he did not understand what he saw and heard. Daniel was puzzled, wanted to know how and all of these things he had just witnessed would work out. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Daniel is reminded again that these things would take place in the time of the end and are temporarily sealed up. The abomination of the desolation. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. These great principles of God prevail from Daniel's day to the time of the end, irrespectively of dispensation. Many shall be purified refers to those who have come to Christ, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy. Titus chapter 3 and verse 5. None of the wicked shall understand refers to the natural man, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the wise shall understand how be it, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come. John chapter 16 and verse 13. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that make desolation set up, there shall be 1,290 days. The importance of this verse cannot be overemphasized, as the Lord Jesus refers to it in Matthew 24 and 15. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso read it, let him understand. This is the signal to the remnant that the great tribulation have begun. For 1,290 days the idol of the beast remains in the temple. Actually, this is the 30 days beyond the 3.5 years. The last half of the Great Tribulation, 1,270 days, in 60 days. And for some unexplained reason, the image of the Antichrist will be permitted to remain 30 days after the Antichrist himself has been cast into the lake of fire. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 in 30 days. That's Daniel chapter 12. I think I got that really quick. Yeah. And another series of days is given to us here with no other explanation than blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to them. No one has the interpretation of this. It is sealed until the time of the end. I think sometimes we try to know more than it is actually given to us to know. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of days. Daniel is told, as the Lord Jesus Christ told Simon Peter, that he would die. He would not live to see the return of Christ, but he would be raised from the dead to enter the millennium. And thy lot means that Daniel would be raised with the Old Testament saints at the beginning of the millennium. At the end of the days, bring us to the abundant entrance to Christ's kingdom. That is the future that is before us right now, a future that says Jesus is coming to this earth to establish his kingdom. This is the hope we should keep before us in these days. That is the end of the book of Daniel, and we will be going back over this book again, believe me, because it's so many things I skipped. Even today I skipped a whole lot of commentary on this stuff, but it was an awesome, awesome thing to even just go over, and especially after Apostle Dean's taught in the book of Revelation. It really helped me understand a whole lot from the book of Revelation. I thank and praise God for it too, because when I tell you, we need to know a whole lot of these things, and it just make it make me understand much more than I was understanding about a lot of things. But it's just 7:30 now, or 6:30 there in Central Time, and 7:32 here in Eastern Time. If you like, we can start on our prayer tonight, or if not, we'll start on it Monday. We have a lot of things to go over in prayer, in our study of prayer. We got a lot of things to go over, because right now it's so crucial and so important that we pray and we learn how to develop a strong prayer life. And I know little weak some where we pray every now and then, but it's so important for us to pray in season and out. It's important for us to get in the posture of prayer. We need to just start from the beginning, and you know, we need to study and learn how to just go in our prayer closets and sit. Just go in there and let the glory cloud just fall all around you, in the anointing of God, and just sit. I used to do that. I used to go in there and I used to sit, and I didn't make a sound. I didn't say a word. And believe me, the Holy Ghost would every time let me know that he was there. I would rock. He would rock me frontwards and backwards. Just frontwards. That used to just do something to me. And I would be so, almost like Daniel, just so overwhelmed. But I wouldn't make a move. I wouldn't say a word. I knew that was intimacy with the Spirit of God, with the Father. And it was good. So we need to learn and know all of that. We need to, because believe me, time is at hand. This time is at hand, believe me. We need to know as much as we can know about prayer, about the Holy Ghost, about the Father, about what we just studied in the book of Daniel and Revelation. We need to know when things start happening, we'll know why they're happening. Things are just prophecy. It's coming to pass right before our eyes every day, every day. Even the election that's going on now in all the ISIS, all that stuff messed up over there, how they blew a plane out the sky. And just all kind of stuff is happening today, today. And we have to know where we are, where we are in Revelation, because we need to know when the closest time. We know, we'll never know the exact time, but we need to know when we see things, what it means, and what's going on with it. That's all I'm saying. And the Spirit of the Lord keep impressing on me to do prayer, because it's so important, a blessing. We all need to try to be intercessors. I know I'm an intercessor. I know I'm an intercessor because I pray for people all the time. So that's intercessory prayer. We always ought to try to be an intercessor and pray for other people rather than pray for ourselves. Pray for somebody else. That's what I want people to understand. Don't always run to the Father. I need this and I ain't got this and bless my children and bless my this and bless my that. No, you pray for somebody else. Pray for somebody else's problem. Pray for somebody else's health. Pray for somebody else's finances. Pray for other people and see, won't God bless you. Stand with somebody else in prayer and see, won't God bless you. I tell you, God is so good. He is good, good, good. And the more you pray, the more you stand before God or kneel before God, He is pleased with you. People know when you've been standing before God. People know when God likes to hear you pray and you please God praying and He hear your prayers and He answer your prayers. That's a blessing. People want you to pray for them because you can get a prayer through. I don't want nobody praying for me that can't get no prayer through. Prayer bouncing back down to the floor, because we got to remember when we pray, prayers go up before the Lord. But then our prayers have to get through that next level where those principalities and powers are. Oh, they up there. They up there. We got to be, them prayers got to be able to go through that stuff to get to the Lord. Believe me. And so you can't be playing around. You can't, you got to know what you're doing when you're going in prayer. And that's why I feel it's a need to teach. And once on Monday, I know I have work Monday, but I don't care. I'm a tough it and rough it. And take me some vitamins. By the time I get home, I'm going to be ready to teach this thing. Because, and I mean, it's going to be powerful. And I'm going to try to invite at least 10, 15 people. I'm going to put it all on Facebook, on some of them other websites. If you want prayer, if you want to learn about prayer, call this number at this hour. I'm going to invite as many people as I can, because this day and age, we need to know about prayer. We need to know about it. I'm telling you, you can't get nowhere without praying to God, talking to God, communicating with God. That it's just ain't no other way you can do it, and sometimes to me, because I've been, God has had me in this place where I've just been by myself mostly and separated. If I didn't have the Lord to talk to, I found myself. I drove on the highway today. I just, God is just doing something with me. I thought I would never be able to drive on the highway in Michigan, but I drove on that highway today. I said, Lord, have mercy, look at me. Let me hear up and get off, but I drove on it, and I thank God today. I was with the Lord, with the angel, whoever was in the car with me, they was there. But, I've been just talking to him, just how he want me to talk. I don't go all out and all that kind of stuff, but I don't have nobody else to communicate with. So I have to talk to God. Sometimes God will put you in that place where, okay, I'm separating you now. Who you going to talk to? Me. Should be talking to me more. You should be saying this. You be, okay. Okay, and then we're going to learn how to pray more. We're going to learn how to fast. We're going to learn how to consecrate. These are the times. See, it's finna get warm. Folks finna get crazy out here in these streets. These little fast women and men and all this kind of other stuff with these little short miniskirts up to they, all that kind of stuff. These men and all that. Mm-mm. We got to pray some of them demons away. Mm-mm. Step out the door and get all kind of stuff. Go in the grocery store and get kind of junk. And then we need to prepare. And I got a list I made up because, believe me, maybe about the 6 week of teaching on prayer, I'm going to give everybody that's on the radio broadcast something to pray for 2 weeks. I want you to just, I got a list I've already made for you to pray for, intercede for every day for 2 weeks. Because we are intercessors. We are intercessors. And we have to know how to pray and what to pray for. We, you know, it's daily. And then we need to know what scriptures and stuff to read daily. We have daily scriptures we can read to make life much better than what it is. But we need to know them. And so on Monday, I got so much, I'm telling you, it's going to take us 6 months to finish with prayer, fasting, and consecration. It will take us at least 4 months. Yes, it will, because we need to know all about prayer. No little bit, but all about prayer. And I got so much information on it. I read it and all kind of stuff myself, but I never have read all of it. So it's time. But anyway, I'm not going to start it tonight because I'd hate to stop in 15 or 20 minutes. But on Monday night, we'll start what I teach it on prayer. And tomorrow night, we have our praise, prayer, and prophecy. I'm going to get ready to go on Facebook and everywhere else I know and put it out there for people to, they want prayer, want to request prayer or word from the Lord or whatever. I'm going to give them that number. And they will be on. Believe me, they will. So anyway, I'm not going to keep you on any longer. I just thank everyone for being on our radio broadcast, you that's on the broadcast, and you out in radio land. I give God praise for everyone. And you know, it's always good to come together and have God as our subject. and just thank and praise him for being in the midst of us. So we're going to get ready to dismiss. Father, we just thank you tonight. Thank you for the commitment of your people, Father. Thank you for just the wisdom and knowledge that you've given us all, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for your holy word. Thank you for giving us a mind, Lord, to study your word, Father. Thank you for giving us a mind to want to study your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to bless everyone that under the sound of my voice, bless everyone that's on our radio broadcast and in radio land. And I ask you right now, Lord, to cover each one of them and their family. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit shall be with us all. You all have a good evening. We'll be right back here at the same time tomorrow night for our prayer and prophecy hour. You all have a good night. God bless you. I love you. Amen. Good night.